الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله تعالى أن يوفقنا لما يحب ويرضى. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، فإخوتي الكرام وأخواتي الكرام، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاكم الله خيرا. Alhamdulillah, tonight I would like to share a few words regarding the recent publication of caricatures, this evil and terrible publication of images that purport to defame the status of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And certainly every Muslim, every believer has been upset and angered and made sad by the publication of these videos and these caricatures that are based upon hatred of Islam, that are evil, criminal publications that attack the status of the best of creation, the best of all of creation, the Sayyidul Anbiya, the leader of the messengers, our beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This crime of defaming the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the goal or the intent behind it is the hatred for the religion of Islam, the hatred for what the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought of guidance, of religion, of guidelines for humanity. And it's a hatred for this message that is meant for all of eternity until the Yawm al-Qiyamah. The Islam, the religion of Islam, causes some people to have anger and hatred towards his guidance, the friends of the Shaytan. Shaytan and his helpers, they have enmity, as they have always had, for the message of Allah Ta'ala, for our messenger and all of the messengers of Allah alayhim as-salam ajma'in. This has been the history of the sending of messengers, that always there are those from the shaytan and his helpers who are filled with rage against the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is in many places and many times. The rulers and those who follow them that oppose this message, they have had this hatred. They almost die from their hatred, as Allah mentions in the Quran. They almost die out of their hatred for this message, the message of Islam. But what is relieving for us, what we should be confident in, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has promised to protect the status of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, "Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar fasadni li rabbika wanhar inna shaniyaka huwa al-abtar." When the people, they slandered the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when his son Ibrahim had died, they said, "Muhammad is abtar sallallahu alaihi wasallam." That means he's cut off. He has no progeny. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed the surah Al-Kawthar, which says, "We have indeed given you the Kawthar, the river in paradise. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ." So pray to Allah and sacrifice. إِنَّ شَانِيَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرْ. The one who defames you, he will be the one who was cut off. And certainly what happened is that person was cut off afterwards. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He protected and honored the message the name of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He raised his status. He says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We have raised your mention, your status amongst people. Allah says Himself, وَرَفَعْنَا, we have raised your mention and status amongst people. And so the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was given many things that were not given to anyone else. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Allah says to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we shall give you until you are made pleased and happy. So Allah Ta'ala, He has honored the Messenger of Allah. He has raised his status. He has protected him from those who shania, those who tried to defame him. He protected him from them. And indeed in Surah Al-Hijr, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He says, Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'een. Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'een. We have sufficed you against those who mock you. And this ayah was revealed regarding the Quraysh. The Quraysh, they were slandering the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, attacking his character, saying that he was Majnun, saying that he was an imposter, a liar. All of these slanders they made against him, Allah says, we have protected you, we have sufficed you against those who make the istihza, the mockery. We will take care of them. And indeed, Allah Ta'ala, He caused those mushrikeen to perish, like Walid ibn Mughira and others, and He honored and caused the message of the Prophet ﷺ to remain and continue until this day. So this is the sunnah of Allah and His creation. This is the sunnah of Allah and His creation, that those who mock the messengers, those who defame the people who call to Allah, the friends of Allah, the messengers of Allah, they are the ones who perish in the end. فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, we will be sufficient for you against them. Look at what happened to Fir'aun. Fir'aun, who called himself God on earth, with his mighty armies, the huge pyramids that were unseen the like of even till this day, and all of those people following him, he rejected the messenger of Musa alayhi salam. He rejected Harun alayhi salam, who came to him and called him to Allah. And what was his end? He was drowned in the ocean. And not only that, Allah caused his body to wash out of the ocean to be a sign for the people. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدْنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. Allah says, then, He's speaking to Fir'aun, we caused you to come out from the ocean so that you will be a sign for those after you. Fir'aun, who said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى, who rebelled against the Messenger Musa alayhi salam, who killed the Bani Israel, who spilled the blood on the earth, and he oppressed and wronged and had so much power. What was his end? He was washed ashore so that he would be a sign for the people to come later. That this is the end. This is the sunnah of Allah. That those who reject the message of Allah, they will be in perdition. They will be in loss. Qarun, the one who had so much wealth that it took a group of men to carry the keys of the wealth of Qarun. He had so much wealth that it took a group of men to carry the keys to unlock the treasures of Qarun. What happened to him in the end? The earth opened up and swallowed him. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, when we look at the people who opposed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the end, all of them were destroyed. The people who opposed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of them were destroyed. And those who followed him, they are the ones who inherited the earth. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he says, it is from the sunnah of Allah that when the believers are not able to get a hold of those who slander the Prophet and attack him to punish them, then it is the sunnah of Allah that he himself takes revenge upon them. This is what Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah, he says. And he says, Allah will take revenge upon them, and Allah will suffice the messenger from them. This is the sunnah of Allah. If the Muslims are not able to reach those people who attack the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah will take care of them. This is the sunnah of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ. Speaking of Fir'aun, he said, we took revenge upon Fir'aun and his army. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the defense of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his status as the final messenger of Allah, the best of creation, the defense of him is an obligation upon every Muslim. Defending his status, honoring him, protecting his status, in whatever way we are able to do that. Every person in his own circle of influence, in his ability, he is required to defend the honor of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to defend his status when those people they slander against him. Now, and the way that this should be done is not through emotion alone, but emotion should be taken with knowledge. Because the emotion and anger, if it is not guided properly, it could cause fitna for the believers. It could cause harm. So the Muslim, he should guide his anger through the knowledge and the wisdom. And that means he must look at the benefits and the harms of whatever action he wishes to take to help the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He must think about the consequences of that action. If he wants to defend the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by doing that action, will this bring more harm and fitna to the Muslims than just keeping patient? Perhaps keeping sabr would be of less harm in some occasions than taking an action, taking a physical action, or doing something without wisdom and without knowledge. So that we should not allow the anger and the emotions to control our defense of the Prophet system, but it should be with wisdom and with hikmah. فَدْعُوا إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَمَوْعِذَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. Call to the way of your Lord with wisdom and a beautiful preaching. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us about the kafirin and the munafiq. He says, وَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ وَدَعْ أَذَاهُمْ. Do not obey the kuffar and the munafiqeen. Do not obey them, but leave their harm. See, sometimes the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, the kuffar, they want to cause the Muslim to react in an angry way, in a way that is unbecoming of the character of the Prophet ﷺ, and the way that is not befitting of this high message that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, do not follow the kuffar and the munafiqeen, do not obey them, and leave their harm. Leave aside their harm. The story of Aisha radiallahu anha is a good lesson or a good example, especially in these times. When she was with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a group of Jews had passed by, and they said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Assalamu alaikum. What does Assalamu alaikum mean? Poison be upon you, or death be upon you. So Aisha was very clever. She said, Wa alaikum assalam wa la'natullah. May poison be upon you and the curse of Allah. She knew they didn't say salam. She knew they said salam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Aisha, Mahlan ya Aisha. Aisha, take it, be easy. Allah huwa rafiq. Allah is the kind. Yuhibbu rifq. He loves kindness in everything, in every affair. Aisha, she said, Ya Rasulullah, didn't you hear what they said? Death be upon you. He said, yes. And I said, Wa alaykum. I said the same to you. See, the Prophet ﷺ, he didn't stoop to their level. He didn't lower himself to saying curse words and saying bad things, but he kept his akhlaq and his character even when they cursed him. When the Yahud, they cursed him and said, death be upon him, Aisha wanted to became angry. She had ghira for the Messenger ﷺ. But the Prophet ﷺ was teaching an important lesson, that even when one is angry or upset, they should still keep the akhlaq, the character of the Muslim, and should keep the concept that Allah, He is Rafiq, He is kind, He loves kindness in all things. So even in responding to those who hate you, there should be kindness. Even in responding to those who use curses, they're saying that death be upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha, she responded in kind. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah loves kindness and rifq. Say wa alaykum. Same to you. Beloved brothers in Islam, every situation has its own circumstances. One should realize, one should weigh the situation and what will be most effective and beneficial in terms of giving da'wah, in terms of calling to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one very, very important point, inshaAllah, inshaAllah, hope all of us can take with us, inshaAllah, is that the obligation upon us, the greatest way we can help the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his status and to protect his dignity is by learning about his character, by learning about his sunnah, by adhering more to his way of life. This is the way that we give victory to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by adhering to his sharia, his deen, his sunnah, by holding on to the risala of Islam and applying it in character, inwardly and outwardly. This is the best way we can support the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the same time, we should make an effort more than that to try to teach the rest of the society about the perfection of his deen, to show the world the great status of this religion, how it is a way of life that is perfect, that brings happiness, that brings goodness for society. We should show the message of Islam to people so that they can make the right judgment about our deen. So the Islam has many, many beautiful aspects that we should show. The beautiful aspects of this deen, we should try to show that to people, the way that it teaches us to deal with our family, our parents, the kindness to the neighbors, the connection with Allah, trustworthiness, honor. How did Islam spread to Indonesia and to Malaysia? Who knows? Did any army go to Indonesia and conquer those islands? No. Muslim traders who were honest with people. When the traders, they went there, Muslim traders, they didn't have any arms, they were not armies. They went to Indonesia, the biggest Muslim country today. The most populous Muslim country today. The entire country entered Islam because of the akhlaq, the good character of the Muslims who just went there to trade. By buying and selling according to the sharia of Islam, following the akhlaq of the Prophet ﷺ, by following the rules of justice and not cheating and being trustworthy and honest and keeping one's word and one's contract, that had an effect on the people. When they saw the Muslims worshipping Allah throughout the day, just praying, this is what I was told by some of them, that one of the first Muslims that went there, they saw him praying, all the time praying, and they wondered, why is he praying all throughout the day? And so they began to ask, and he said, I'm praying to the one who created me. And so they, through that dialogue, they entered Islam. So by setting the showing the beautiful characteristics of Islam, teaching the ignorant about the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is another obligation, which is whatever doubtful matters they spread about Islam, we should do we should show them the falsehood of those things, in order to, and show them the beautiful true characteristics of Islam. When the false information about the messenger is there, then we have to be we should show them the beautiful teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the wajib, the obligation, is to follow the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah says to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are upon the most best character. You are upon the most best character. If a Muslim reacts violently in a way that is against Islam, against the Sunnah, to what they do, then he is proving there, he is helping them to slander Islam. But if a Muslim keeps the character of the Prophet and he responds with the akhlaq and the character, then this is the best way that we can counter the slander of the Prophet. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we have to, in these times of fitna, when the Messenger of Allah, the Deen of Allah is undermined and slandered, we have to hold more strongly to the Iman in Islam. We should hold on stronger to our faith in our Messenger, our love for him. We should have more love for the Prophet than our own selves. As the Prophet he said, none of you believe until I am more beloved to him than his wealth, his family, and his own self. So we have to increase our love for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, inna kafaynaka mustahzi'een. Now, the surah, and here this is the final point inshallah, when Allah says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will take care of those who make fun of you. Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'een, Surah Al-Hijr, verse number 95. Allah says, we will take care of those who make fun of you. And in many other verses, Allah says, Allah, alaysa Allahu bikafin 'abda. Isn't Allah sufficient for his servant? Allah, he will take care of them. He has promised it in his book. But then what are the verses after it say? And this is what applies to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. And we know that your chest is compressed by what they say, that you're made upset by the slander, by what they're saying. So then what do we do? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Then praise Allah and be of those who make sajda. Subhanallah. Allah says, we will take care of those who make fun of you, but you make the tasbih of Allah, perfect him, and be of those who make sajda to Allah Ta'ala. That means increase in your ibadah, increase in your worship of Allah, be more devoted to Allah. And then Allah says, وَعَبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. وَعَبُدْ رَبَّكَ. And worship your Lord until the certainty comes to you. What is the certainty? Death. Don't worry about what they're saying. We will take care of it. But worship your Lord and make sajda until you meet Allah Ta'ala. That's what is required from us, to increase our love of the Prophet ﷺ, increase our love of the deen, and our holding on to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, increase in our love for the sharia of Islam, increase our knowledge so that we can exude the character of the Prophet ﷺ, learn about his seerah, and then try to show the beautiful aspects of the deen in the best way that we can, and use whatever position of influence we have, the rulers, those who are ruled, those who work in the media, those who have influence in the universities or professors, each one using whatever means he has available to try to defend the honor of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, each one according to his ability, inshaAllah ta'ala. If we do that, then inshaAllah ta'ala, we will have fulfilled the obligation of Allah upon us for our love for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And finally, we should be careful. We should be careful that their mockery of Islam, their mockery of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, does not make us lose our Islam and the noble goals of this religion, the noble principles of this religion. If we give up our principles, we've lost. We've lost. If they make us leave our principles of justice, of uprightness, of a character, if we become angry and don't follow the rules of Islam, the very principles of Islam that we're defending, if we defy and go against the rules of Islam in order to defend Islam, then we have given them help to defame our religion. So a person should not worry about what they do, they only wrong themselves. They only wrong themselves. They can never take from the status of the Prophet system. They're only going to harm themselves. Allah says, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. No one shall bear the burden of another. They will bear the burden of what they did. Allah will take care of them on the Yawm al-Qiyamah and in this world, just as He took care of those who slandered the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us in what we have said and heard, inshaAllah ta'ala. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولنساء المسلمين. May Allah help us to honor the Messenger and defend his status, inshaAllah ta'ala, and to imbue his character and to practice his deen and to learn his religion and hold on to his sharia and to keep our faith and keep us safe from all the fitan, all of the tribulations. And may Allah give us His company on the Day of Judgment and in the Paradise, inshaAllah. Jazakum Allah khair. May Allah reward all of you for staying. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.